season one, episode four of the Lake Charles Charter Academy Observer podcast show. My name is Miss Myers, and I'm going to be hosting the show today. The reporters and I are talking about the benefits of playing sports, playing a team sport. We're going to talk about winning versus participation, you know, showing up and doing your best. We're going to be talking about grade point average. Should it matter to play sports in school? Is it a right or a privilege? And we're going to end our discussion with girls participating in boys' sports. So without further ado, here we go. We're going to start with what do you think the benefits are playing team sports?
The benefits of playing team sports is that when you play team sports, everybody has a part to do. And if one person doesn't do their part, everybody else's part ends up messing up because one person has to do two parts. So when you play a team sport, doing somebody else's part when you're supposed to be doing your own can mess up everything. That's why it's a team sport. So everybody has their own thing to do to keep the game flowing correctly so nobody would mess up.
Right, so what you're saying is that you feel like learning how to be a team player is one of the benefits of playing a team sport.
Yes, ma'am.
And learning how to pick up the slack and covering for other people.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's really cool.
I agree, and I think playing team sports, it could help with social skills and learning how to communicate. Because to play basketball, you have to have good communication on the court.
Okay.
I would like to add on to what he said. I think it builds trust too, because to play a sport, you have to have trust in your teammates, and it kind of builds that type of siblinghood, I guess.
No, I think that's excellent. Building learning to trust other people and rely on other people is a really hard thing, even for adults. A lot of times, people just do everything by themselves because they don't learn to trust other people. So, and building that type of relationship with other people, like that brotherhood, that bond, that connection is really cool. Anybody else want to add to that?
Another benefit is also your physical health. Whenever you do a sport, you're helping your body in some way.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Keep you healthy.
Stay active. And it's good for your mind, too. Because when you're active like that, if you've had a really bad, stressful day and you go exercise, you always feel better. It releases endorphins.
Also, you're learning from one another, and that can help you, you know, become a better player.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. I think you could be really talented at playing sports, but if you're not coachable, you know, then learning to take direction, learning how to take constructive criticism, learning how to realize that you struggle with something and then make it better, I think that's really cool, right?
I think another thing you could benefit from playing sports is discipline.
Yeah.
It teaches you structure and discipline.
Right. What's a downfall? Are there any downfalls in playing sports?
Mm-hmm. Personal experience.
Right?
Yeah, it can really affect your physical health in two different ways. If you get hit hard, you can have brain damage and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, it also can be a benefit too.
Playing sports, some people, say when you get on the court and stuff, and what Damon said, getting hurt and everything, it could take you out of every sport you play. Because one injury from another sport can't in everything that you had going for yourself. And
I understand. I hear what you're saying. You have to be really careful and conditioned when you're playing sports, because one small injury, if you get hurt on basketball court, you're not going to be able to cheer, or you're not going to be able to run track, or you're not going to be able to participate in a dance thing outside of school because you're injured. So you have to be very careful. What about as far as time? I know that I watch Mackenzie trying to balance cheer and volleyball and school and homework and stuff. Do you think that's a downside of playing sports?
That's a big downside, but that's why I think it's better if you're interested in sports and you're interested in multiple sports, you should narrow it down to just one sport. That's why most people, when they get to high school, it's a lot more work and it's more stressful than just middle school. So that's why most people, when they get to high school, they narrow it down to one sport.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing that it's kind of stressful, because later on in life, you would have to use that in basically everyday life if you're going to have a family.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
For me, personally, it is hard because I'm involved in a lot of activities at school, so I don't have that much downtime throughout, you know, the school week. And it's just like when the weekend comes, I'm just, you know, ready to relax.
Right. Yeah, because then you've got beta and cheer and volleyball and then, you know, doing things with your family or doing things at church if people go to church. You know, it's a lot for young people to balance their workload. And I worry about you guys as far as like stress goes, right? Because as adults, we tend to live with chronic stress where we're constantly under the pressure of meeting deadlines, work and kids and balancing the budget and paying the bills and, you know, making sure that everyone has everything they need, that it's something that we're used to. But for children to grow up functioning under chronic stress does something to your brain development. Believe it or not, it's studies have been done on that. So I always worry about, you know, do I assign homework? How much homework should you have? What should I expect for you to be able to do outside of school? If, you know, when I want you to be well-rounded. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So adults think about that too. We think about, at least most of us do, think about you and your brains and your mental health and your ability to function, because stress can create physical problems too. So, you know, we could talk about that another time, is like, what can we do to help manage our stress? I think that would be a really good one. And how we can learn to manage our time. Even people who are really good at time management struggle. So what do you guys think about, there's this big thing recently talking about participation versus like winning, right? So some people feel like today's society, we're too soft on kids and we focus more on patting everyone on the back so everyone feels like they were successful instead of winning, right? So like, you get a participation trophy. Like, you didn't get a trophy because you won. You got a trophy because you showed up. What do you guys think about winning versus participation?
Well, when, like you said, if everybody got a participation award, it would lower the expectations of the players and the parents and the coach, not only in sports, but that will also affect them in their school life. And when they go to get a job, if they just have really low expectations, they're not going to get very far in life.
That's a very good point.
I'm on neither side. I don't think that kids should be spoiled like that. Not to say spoiled, but, you know, treated like that. If they don't do anything, they should still get a trophy to make themselves feel good. But I don't think that it should also promote winning as, like, being the main thing, because you can win in a lot of different ways in sports. Like, your team can lose, but you can still win because, you know, you played good and stuff.
Oh, that's an excellent point. I really, really like the way you said that. You guys are really smart.
With the whole thing, I agree with Damon about being on both sides, about not being on either side, because honestly, you can get an award for participation, but you still got to think about it. Not every kid gets played as much as one kid gets played. So they might be like, oh, I didn't get played enough, so why did I get a participation award? It's not fair to some people if they get awards just for participating. You have to sit right there and do stuff. Like, playing, say if Amaya and me played basketball together and I played more than Amaya and Amaya just sit on the bench the whole time and she still get a participation award, she would have low self-esteem because she didn't get to get in the game. And then people would be like, oh, well, you didn't get in the game, so why you got an award? So she would feel some type of way about that. And your parents would just be looking like some, it's not fair. It's not fair for some kids. Because, like, awards, they awards. Like, yeah, you can get an award for stuff, but you still got to think about it. Some kids have high self-esteem. Some kids have low self-esteem when it comes to stuff. And then if they didn't get played, and people talk about, oh, you didn't get played, so why you got a trophy? They would be like.
Well, yeah, I think usually participation awards go for the entire team. Like, it just, if your team shows up, you show up. Participation means you showed up and you did your best. Participation isn't like you played 5 minutes, you played 10 minutes, so you get more than you. No, participation is like if your best is not good enough to make this game, but you're still part of the team, that you participated. You participate in the practice, you participate in, you know, the fundraising, you participate in all of that stuff. So that's, I think, part of participation.
I don't think people should get a participation award because it's wrong, in my opinion, because if you could be the trashiest person on the team and get an award, like, that doesn't make sense. You could be a bench rider and get an award for doing nothing, riding the bench. You shouldn't get an award just to make your... You shouldn't give kids an award just to make themselves feel better.
Okay, so then there should be no participation awards for anybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Only,
I don't agree with
only,
that.
Only people, only the winning team.
I don't agree
no,
with that.
I think, like, say they have a championship for a basketball team. The winning team get the trophy, and that's the end of it. And the other team, they probably could get second place medals, but they don't get nothing, no participation award, because they didn't win.
Keep going.
I would have to disagree on you with that. I think a participation award is actually necessary because even if you are not good at the sport and you just ride the bench all day, I think it's still worth getting an award for because you came to the practices and you spent time with the team and, you know, you went to the fundraisers.
Yeah, and I think, hold on, I'm going to let you guys talk again. I don't want to monopolize your time, but I just want to put this out there that participation is different from winning. So could you have both? Could you award everybody for participating, for showing up, for doing your best, and still have winner awards? Like, it not be the same level, right? So, yeah.
So, like what you said, you can have winning awards and participation awards to some degree, but if a team loses really badly and the coach pats them on the back and says they did so good and that they should have won, they're not going to learn anything. They're just going to keep doing the same thing if they don't learn what they did wrong.
I don't think that really falls on the award. I think it falls on the coach.
Yeah, and I think also, like... Even if they did really bad, if they did their best, and you said, I applaud you for doing your best, let's work harder. And then, at the end of the season, you give everyone an award for being on the team. Good job. Thank you for being part of the team. You did a great job. But that's an award that's not the same as getting a trophy, right?
That's an award they gave you. That's not an award you won. You can play. Like, yeah, you can play a sport and not win. And your coach tell you, oh, good job. But you got to think about it. Kids want to be like, the kids want you to sit right there and teach them so they can win a game, so they can win a trophy that they actually earned. Instead of you sitting right here giving them medals or little small trophies to say you participated and you are on my team and to just come back next year. Right. They are rather.
Yeah, I'm saying you're just perfect.
I think that make kids mad to get a participation trophy, cause that make me mad. Cause like, if I'm not good at something, and you telling me, if I know I'm not good at something, like, say I draw a picture and I know it's not the best picture I could do, and you come to tell me, oh, that's a great picture, I'm going to be mad because you're sitting there lying to my face and telling me I did good when I know I didn't.
Right, but what if I said, I can see that you tried really hard, and good is a relative term, right? So not everyone has the same skill level. So if that's your best, if you draw a crappy picture, like I am a horrible artist, if I draw a crappy picture and it's my best, like, there are certain parts of it that can be appreciated, right? Not everything has to be 100%.
I believe that the Preservation Award problem is honestly easily solved by getting rid of the Preservation Award, but not completely. Instead, you do like, most improved awards. Like, rather than just have, you win, you get a reward, you can get, winner gets a reward, most improved gets a reward, MVP gets an award, the person that tries their hardest gets an award, like something like that, a set of awards.
Okay, so, so making the participation award specific, best free throw, best... So find something like a skill, and giving an award for that instead of just thanks for showing up.
I think that would be too long, though. Like, when you go to an award.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be given in a ceremony.
You can give like at a banquet or something. Like, a lot of people have banquets to give awards.
Yeah, and yeah, like you can even just pull somebody aside and give them an award.
But I agree with Carlos with the many different awards, because if you think about it, a participation award is not really nothing, but like for the most improved, best free throw and everything, that's basically telling the kid what they did, what you seen the most of them do that was good in your eyes, that you loved the most about what they did in the game. Instead of saying, oh, you participated, they not going to know what they did because they're on the inside of the court, not on the outside of the court looking at what they're doing.
So it adds value, and it makes it personal, and it makes it real instead of just fake. Like, good job.
Yeah,
but then if you, like, yeah, you showed up, high five, good job. But when you point out something that they did that's really, they believe that it's, you know, real.
That makes them feel that makes their self-esteem go up, and they are more happier than you just giving them a participation award and just like, okay, bye.
All right. So so keep this moving on. Let's hit on grade point average. Should it matter what your grades are to participate in sports in school? Yes.
I think so, because it's like teaching self-discipline. If you can't stay on top of something as simple as your grades, why should you get put in a game when there's other people that are doing what they need to do and working hard on the court or field and still not being able to play because you're a better player or something like that?
Yeah, that isn't fair to the people who have good grades, because they're struggling trying to keep those good grades and, you know, be good at whatever sport they're doing, and the people who are slacking on their grades, just not really caring about them, and they still get to stay on the court, so.
I don't really have something to say about it, but I have a solution. Like, if you don't have good grades, you can still come, but you can't, like, play in the game, but you can practice, because I feel like not being able to play sports at all is, like, limiting being actually physical.
Yeah. So, and I, like, does anyone else have anything to add to this before?
Yeah, also another thing is, some people really just aren't that interested in grades. And sure, you might call that slacking, but in their view, what they want to do is they want to play sports, and you're just completely preventing them from doing that, possibly even really hampering them in that, because rather than them being able to play regardless of their grades, they're just sort of going, oh, no, you can't play, although it doesn't really impact it as much, and it could arguably be better to just have them still be there, because sure, in theory, yes, it might be a great idea to have grades so that you make sure that they'll stay on top of it like they're staying on top of their school grades. But at the same time, it kind of runs into a problem, because I know that a lot of the times when a kid doesn't do what is viewed as a slacker, it's often because they don't view what it is as important in comparison to the sport,
What about if they have bad grades because they don't understand? Because they struggle, they're not good. Like, some kids have disabilities, and yes?
Then they need they need to spend their time with a tutor or somebody who can help them than sports. I know it might seem unfair, but they're not going to be able to get a good job if they don't have good education.
Right. Now, how much time, like, so how much could they improve their grades from those couple of hours a week they spend playing sports?
They can improve their grades very well if they, like, yeah, you could practice for sports, but still got to think about it. If you tutor yourself more, you could actually play this sport. You could still play this sport and still get the practice in, but you're on top of your grades. So you don't have to, you can worry about your grades in the sport at the same time, but worry about your grades more. Because if you think about it, if you have good grades, they're going to let you play. Even if you're bad or not, you can still get in the game and play.
Not when you get in the upper level. I'm going to tell you right now, I know the kids didn't play, that don't play at all, that have good grades, because they're not good enough to win.
And they can,
yeah, so you may be on the team, but if you're not performing, they're not going to put you in and risk losing. But I see what you're saying, but I also see the benefits. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second, right? So I know as a teacher, I have a lot of students who either struggle at home, don't have computers, don't have anybody to take them to tutoring, they don't have any, but they have opportunity to play sports. So the relationships that they build with the coaches, the relationships that they build with the other team members is something that they desperately need socially and emotionally. You know, some kids, that's all the support and love that they get is from their team and their coach, right? So if you take that away from them, then they're like, well, why even try? I can't play basketball or football, so I'm not even going to try in school. So I'm really sit on the fence about this one. Yes, Carlos?
Also, another thing is, this kind of boils down to another interesting future podcast topic. Should grades be as viewed as important as they are? Because if you think about it, you're preventing their dreams because of some arbitrary letter that a teacher gave them. And grades don't even always necessarily measure how much you actually know, much more how much do you remember.
That is an excellent point.
I think grades shouldn't be as important as they are, because the grades make students feel bad, because, like, that's the main reason why people cheat on a test, because they know they program us to think that grades are very, very, very important. So that's, if you during a test and you know, oh, I don't know this, I'm going to get a bad grade, so I'm going to cheat. That's why most people cheat.
They're desperate.
Get on that about the value of grades. And because I know as a teacher, there are times that I look for what else can I grade? Am I grading mastery? Am I grading your knowledge? Or am I grading you something that's simple that doesn't show your mastery, right? Like exit tickets, or like, so I know they don't do it here, but some places they give you points if you bring in supplies, or you can get extra points if you, or they take off points if you don't write your name in the right spot, or you don't put the heading in the right spot, or you write it on the back side of the paper, and that's not really, it has it have anything to do with your knowledge and your growth and your, you know, your ability. So grades are definitely something we can talk about. So do you think playing, and I think this is the last thing that we're going to talk about, is girls and sports, because we covered writer privilege and GPA versus should everyone play. That's really writer privilege, right? But girls in sports, we've got a new development at Lake Charles College Prep where they actually have a girl wrestler, which is phenomenal. I think I like seeing girls play all sports, and wrestling is one where they don't segregate the girls and boys. You wrestle, you go out against on the mats, and you compete against each other. It's really cool. So I know that we've had, not here, but there have been girls that have been kickers and have participated quarterbacks. What do you guys think about girls playing sports with boys?
I honestly think that girls should be able to play sports with boys. Because you think about it, some girls play up to a boy level. So they should be able to play with boys. Yeah, it might be like, oh, she's a girl, so why she gotta play with boys? But some females play better than men at certain sports that they're supposed to be good at, that people think they should be good at. Because there's some females that are better quarterbacks than some men. Some females are better point guard than some men and everything. If you look at it, oh, she a good kicker, he a right kicker. You'll rather her kick than him to kick because she can get it. She'll probably get it into the field goal rather than him.
Right.
So it just be fair.
Yeah. Yes, Carlos.
I believe that at our current level, yeah, like middle school, elementary, yada yada yada, through high school. Yeah. I think it's good to have girls to play. At the same time, there are a few biological differences that put them at a slight disadvantage in a higher level. But in our current level, it's pretty irrelevant, and they should, be able to play with boys.
I completely agree. Yeah.
I don't think boys and girls should be able to play together in certain sports because what Kaylee said about how girls could be better is true, but it's not about the skill level. It's about, like, your physical build. Boys and girls are not built the same, so.
Well, up until a certain, like Carlos said, up until a certain point, they are. Like, up until puberty, it's pretty equal.
I know, that's why, like, they in elementary school, when you play rec, like, when you play at War 3, the girls play together with the boys. But that's rec, that's because the girls aren't developing yet. But once the girls start developing, in, like,
the boys.
Middle school,
it's really the boys, it's really the boys developing because the boys get stronger. The girl way, like, at a faster rate. Yeah.
Like, I agree with what Kaylee and Jalen said. I think that if either girls are trying out with the boys, if they have to do the same exact thing that the boys do when they try out, and, you know, they have to have the same, like, they do the same thing, then they should be able to play. Because that means they're both, like, the boy and the girl can both do that.
Yes, I agree.
They both could do it, but, like, they're not built the same.
No, but that's not.
I don't think.
Not every boy is built the same.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Okay, so what were you going to say, Amaya?
I was going to add on to what Chloe just said is what.
Hello?
Keep talking.
I was gonna say that not all boys are built the same, but they still play the same sports. So I mean,
yeah,
no, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, I don't want to say them. Like,
I think we get what you're saying, but like in football, you can see all the boys. They're all different sizes.
Yeah, they're
different.
Yes,
like,
but that's why they play different positions.
I'm not talking about size. I'm talking about, like, girls' physical build. Like, they can't do everything boys do because they're physical. Like,
it's not that. It's,
I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
But you're talking about, like, anatomy.
Yes.
So there's parts of the female anatomy that don't fit in the gear?
No, it's talking like they're more sensitive.
In certain
certain female body parts are more sensitive.
Where,
that's why
you would usually hit someone in a game like
that.
That
actually is
true. So yeah, that's kind of weird.
Okay.
But guys, that's why you have gear.
But you gotta think about it though. Y'all can get hit in the chest and still get hurt. We can get hit in the chest and still get hurt. But y'all, we wear gear, so it really shouldn't matter if you get hit in the chest. Okay.
Yeah.
But we should already know the consequences of getting hit in our chest. If we put ourselves in that position to do that, y'all put yourself in the position to do the same thing that we do. Y'all don't have what we have, but y'all still get hurt the same way we get hurt.
Boys wear gear.
Like,
girls can wear gear too.
This is one problem because, like,
there's other
problems. It's a problem with, I don't want
say. I think, okay, does it make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes,
like
that's
the idea
what I'm
of
say.
Tackling somebody or maybe accidentally grabbing somebody and not intentional, but like even for wrestling, for example,
mm-hmm.
like there are wrestling moves where you put your arm around in between somebody's legs, right? And maybe that might, I can see how that might
yes,
make somebody
I mean.
Feel uncomfortable.
It's just,
but I think this is definitely a good topic, and I appreciate hearing everybody's differences. We hit our 30-minute mark, which is an awesome conversation, and we don't want to ruin a good thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to sign off now, and we will bring next week, we will bring another podcast to you, and we look forward to sharing more information. Until then, keep doing things the Charger way.
And do what we do.
That was horrible. Try it again. Do what we do.